Join us on Shifting with Shefali to connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Shefali will share her wisdom, teachings, and processes to inspire and enlighten you to a new way of being. Each show, Shefali will help you shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. A life where you shine in your magnificent brilliance. Shefali is a healer, intuitive coach, author, and entrepreneur, as well as the host of the popular global telesummit series, Awaken to Happiness Now. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio, where we connect, shift, and integrate to create a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Thank you so much for being here with me today, live or listening later. It's an honor and privilege for me to connect and be of service to you in this way. So today I wanted to talk about, well, my original plan was to talk about be who you truly are, but then with the events of this past weekend, you know, I started thinking, maybe I want to talk about something else instead, but I decided to continue with that topic of be who you truly are. And what does that even mean, right? What does that mean, be who you truly are? And, you know, right now, because of all the events happening around the world, you may be tempted to do things, say things that are not totally in alignment with what and who you really are, right? So what does that mean exactly, right? So we get a lot of media attention. We get a lot of people talking about how they're feeling, all the negativity that's going on right now, that fear-based thinking, right? And, you know, deep down inside, you're not really like that, right? You don't really feel that way, or you don't think those thoughts all the time, but right now it's an extreme situation, and so everyone is reacting, right? That's all we can do at this time is react to what has happened. So be who you truly are. That means connect within to that stillness within, that space within, and feel in that place, that presence, you know, that is you. That is who you truly are. That energy, that consciousness, that awareness, you know, and that energy and consciousness and awareness, there's no fear there. You know, when you are able to tap into that space, there's no fear there. There's only presence. There's only awareness. You know, you could even go far as to say there's only love, there's only bliss, right? There's only light. But really, who you are is more than just your thoughts, your feelings, and emotions. You're way more than that. You're much more than that. So sometimes we do things, we say things, we try to be things that other people want us to be. And I know for myself, in my personal life, I was always trying to be the perfect wife, the perfect mother, the perfect daughter-in-law. That can never happen, you know. the perfect daughter, right? Perfect everything to everybody else. And I wasn't being true to who I was, right? So it's a matter of who are you deep within? You know, what desires do you have? What dreams do you have? What feelings are yours that are not somebody else's, right? So what have you wanted to do with your life? You know, what did you come here to do? I mean, let's face it, when we decided, yes, we chose to come here at this time with these people who are in our lives, we chose to come here for a specific reason, to learn something, to experience something, to express our divinity in a certain way, because we are all sparks of God, children of God, an expression of the divine. That's what we all are. So how did you want to express yourself? And have you been able to do that? Right? So that's the question that I was asking myself. Like, who am I? Why am I here? What did I come here to do? And I was feeling very dead inside because the life that I was living was not really of my choosing. Right? So yes, you know, I had the perfect house. I mean, I'll be honest, I really liked my house. I had a good husband, wonderful children, two cars, a dog, you know, a secure government job with a pension and all that wonderful stuff that goes with it, benefits and all that stuff, right? So I had it all. Or everybody, you know, what you would consider success, I had all of that. You know, I was healthy. You know, it was all good. Except deep inside, I was unhappy. I was very, very unhappy. I was not fulfilled. You know, and, you know, sometimes we portray this image to the world of who we are, and it's like, everything looks great, right? But it isn't always like that. So who are you trying to be in this life, right? Who are you trying to be that is not in alignment with you? And when I mean in alignment, what I mean is when you're trying to be that someone, are you limiting who you truly are? So are you putting others' people's desires and wishes ahead of your own? And yeah, sometimes we do that, right? Compromises in any relationship, in any family, that happens once in a while. But are you always doing that? Are you always putting other people ahead of you? Because that makes you feel what? Wanted, appreciated, you know, acknowledged. And how is that hurting you now? If you're always doing everything for everybody else, is there any time for you to do anything for you? Do you even think you deserve to do anything for yourself? Or do you think you only have to do for others? You know, there are lots of people in this world who do for others always, right? Mother Teresa, classic, right? And we can all, you know, relate to that in some ways, right, and to some degree. But, you know, is that what you came to do? Did you come to be another Mother Teresa? Ask yourself that question. Or did you come here to be you? Or did you come here to be your mother, right? Did you come here to be your father? Did you come here to be everybody else and not you? No, you came here to be you. You came here to experience something that you chose, to express yourself in a certain way, and you have certain desires that you would like to see fulfilled. And sometimes they could be materialistic desires. Yeah, that's fine. You know, we all want a nice house. We all want a nice car, you know. We all would like to have trips to the Caribbean. You know, for some of us, I love the sun, you know, a beach. I don't need to see it every day, but I love the ocean. So I would love to see the ocean every day. That would be great. but, you know, so are you doing that? Are you able to do that? Or are you just stuck in a job that you hate, but you think you have to do it because of the security? Right? Ask yourself that question. Am I doing this job that I hate? And why? Why are you doing it? Right? You know, we didn't come here to suffer. We didn't come here to be martyrs, really. Maybe some of us chose, but most of us did not choose that. We came here to experience a full life, you know, and we can change our choices at any time. So if you came here to experience struggle and heartache and pain, well, you know what? That's okay, but are you done with that now? Would you like to choose something else? You know, and I know some of you are like, what? How can I choose something else? Because you are a sovereign being. You can choose something else. Sometimes, yes, we do need to go through difficult times in our lives to see them, you know, to learn the lesson or wisdom from them, and then to let them go. But so often, we don't let them go. We hold on and we persecute ourselves. We condemn ourselves. We punish ourselves for certain things that we may have done in the past, right? So, you know, it's about saying, okay, well, that was then. This is now. You know, I did the best I could at that time with the information and knowledge and wisdom that I had. And I, you know, I can let that go now. Because honestly, I'll be honest, there's no God sitting up in heaven somewhere who is just waiting to punish you. You know, who's just waiting to judge you, that doesn't happen. You know, so we are our own judges and our own jury, right? So how would you like to continue to live your life moving forward? And for me, it's always about moving forward. What do I want to do? So yes, I do know that we have to heal our past, you know, because then we can move forward with ease. Because if we don't heal our past, we don't heal our trauma, it's always going to come up. And then you're going to wonder, well, why am I not having that abundance? Why am I not, where is that love of my life? You know, why is nothing flowing with ease for me? Right? And the thing is, are you being true to who you really are? Or are you trying to live the life that somebody else chose for you? Right? So it's always about, are you doing what's right for you? Or are you doing what's right for everybody else? We all do this from time to time, right? But sometimes if you keep doing it over and over again for like 40 years, it can be a bit troublesome, right? So ask yourself that question. Whose life am I living? And whose life do I choose to live? And what do I really want for my life? What would I like to experience? What would I like to, or how would I like to express myself in this life? And what did I came here to do? Right? So you can ask those questions when you're sitting in contemplation, when you're sitting in meditation, when you're going for a walk outside in nature. You know, you really tune in to your heart space and ask that question, who am I truly? And what did I truly come here to do and experience and express? All right, so those are really profound questions. And I invite you to ask those questions of yourself and you will start to get answers. And when I'm talking about what did I come here to do, you know, it's about how can I be a contribution to myself first and foremost, before I'm a contribution to anybody else. You know, but yes, we did come here to serve as well, right? So this life is all about service. And but first, it's serving ourselves. What is in our highest good? What, you know, what does my higher self want for me in this lifetime? Because this is one lifetime of many, believe it or not. So you might, you'll hear me say that often. You know, so we will be back in just a minute after break, and we'll continue talking about this and actually doing some, we'll talk about raising vibration, clearing those beliefs, and so on.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Shifting the Shefali here on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, Shefali Burns. Thank you so much for being here. We are talking about being who you truly are and what that means. And so I want to talk a little bit about how you can connect to who you truly are so that you can figure out who you truly are, right? So the easiest way for you to connect to who you truly are is, in my opinion, through meditation. But it's not even meditation. It's just sitting down and being quiet, right? It's about not necessarily silencing the mind, but going from your head, where all the mind chatter is, to your heart space, where it's a lot more quiet, right? And so when I first started meditating a long, long time ago, I had a hard time connecting to my heart space, I'll be honest. I did not know what that felt like, because as soon as I would sit down to meditate, you know, even before I did anything, I just sat. My attention, my focus would automatically go to the middle of my forehead, my brow, my third eye. I was just there, right? And that was what I felt constantly, was just that chakra, right? And so I was like, okay, how do I go from my head to my heart? You know, because I can't feel my heart space at all. So it was practice. It was a lot of practice. So one of the things that I did at the time was, you know, breathing, right? And so I would breathe in and I'd breathe out slowly. And, you know, I would get to the point where I wasn't forcing the breath. It was just happening. And I remember that between the out breath and the in breath, there's that little pause, right? A really small little pause. But I found that pause, when I was able to focus my awareness on that pause, it was so magical and so expansive. And it's like, oh, this is it. This is what I'm trying to experience. This is who I truly am. Right? So, so what is that, right? It's energy, it's consciousness, it's awareness. It's not my thoughts, it's not my feelings, it's not my emotions, it's not my breath even, right? It's that stillness deep within. And, once I started to experience that and feel that, it's like, I automatically became quiet. My mind automatically became more silent. And, you know, my kids would come into my room to ask me a question when I'm meditating, and I'd be so still, and my breath, it was like I wasn't even breathing, but I was there, and they were like, Mom, are you there? You know? I was so deep into that stillness, into that presence, right? But that is who you truly are. That energy, that space, that spaciousness, that consciousness, that awareness, that is who you truly are. You know, they talk about us humans being, you know, a child of God, a divine spark, right? A spark of the divine. We're all of that. You know, we are not just the body. We're not just these thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We're much, much more. And so it's about connecting to that space that we are, that spaciousness, that consciousness, that is who we truly are. And when you're connected to that, that's when you ask the question, who am I? And that's when you feel more of that presence, you know. So some ways to feel more of that presence, that expansiveness, is through meditation, sitting quietly, right? Contemplation, reflection. It's also about, you know, the more joy that you can feel in your life, the more expanded you will feel as well, right? And laughter, happiness, you know, all of those emotions and energies are what help you to be more of who you truly are, right? So what can you do today to add some laughter in your life, especially right now when we so desperately need it, right? So how can you add more laughter into your life and into the world? And when I say that, what I mean is, as we are laughing, as we are joking, as we are feeling happy and joyful, that reverberates out into the world. So yes, there has been a lot of loss and tragedy this past weekend. We can't change that, right? but we can put that loving balm on it, you know, balm meaning B-A-L-M, of joy, of laughter, you know, of life, of living, you know, because that is what we are here to do. We are here to live. And so how can you add more of that, right? And so another thing that I do all the time, and you've heard me before, is about gratitude, being grateful for our life. Be grateful for what you do have. Be grateful for the freedom that you, that we experience, the peace that we do have, right? And I do strongly suggest writing it down, because this is a 3D reality, and it's a reality of action, right? So as we are writing down what we're grateful for, and we're feeling it in our being, in our beingness, we're making it more concrete. We're making it more solid. We're making it more real as we're writing it down. So gratitude for me is my number one tool, and it's the way I raise my vibration most quickly, most easily, at any time. You know, so I definitely suggest that. So I'd like to ask you, you know, if you could have anything in the world, you know, if you could be anything, do anything, create anything, what would that be? You know, if you didn't have to worry about money, you had all the money in the world, right? This has nothing to do with money. It's about your energy and who you are. But, you know, if you could do anything with your life, what would you do? You know, if you didn't have to worry about schedules and picking up children and business meetings and picking up the dry cleaning or picking up food or doing any of that stuff, you know, just forget about any of that. What would you do with your life? And I want you to take a deep breath and really imagine that right now. And you wouldn't do it for the money. You would do it because you truly, truly, this is what you want to do. What would that be? Now, it could be starting a retreat center. You know, it could be doing healing, right? It could be opening up your own practice of some sort. Whatever it happens to be, think about that. Imagine that. Feel into that. And then I want to ask you, why do you want to do that, right? How do you feel when you're doing that? See yourself doing it and feel how you're feeling. What does that bring to you? Does it bring joy? Does it bring fulfillment? Does it bring satisfaction? Does it bring more lightness into your life? Right? Does it give you an acknowledgement of who you truly are? What is it that you're feeling when you're thinking about and imagining how you would truly live your life? So really imagine that, feel it with all of your senses, see it, hear it, touch it, breathe it in, smell it. What would you be doing? Some of you may be working with animals, you know, with horses. Some of you may be working with children. Some of you may be working with the elderly. Whatever it is, that is who you truly are and what you came to express, what you came to experience, what you came to share with the world. Those gifts and talents that you have laid buried within because you didn't think you were good enough. Because you thought, who am I to be that? Who am I to do that? Right? Or you thought, if I suddenly change my life around, it's going to upset people. Right? It's going to change their life. And I don't want to change the status quo. Right? So what would truly, truly make you happy? And you know, it's not about the money. It's about you and how you feel as you're doing something that you truly, truly love. Because that is not work. When you're doing something that you truly love and it brings you joy, that's not work. Right? And that is magical. And that is what you came to do. That is who you came to be. That is who you came to express and what you came to express. So are you Are you done hiding? Are you done with the not shining? Right? So think about that for a minute. You know, what are those blocks that you've been holding onto that have stopped you from really truly being all of who you truly are? Being all of you and sharing your gifts with the world. Right? Are you worried about hurting people? Right? Are you worried that suddenly they're going to have to change because you suddenly started changing? And would that be a bad thing? Is it really that bad for somebody to suddenly not be in your life anymore? And are you okay to be alone? Are you okay being alone? Are you okay with starting a new chapter in your life? If that means being true to who you are. If that means living in your power. If that means experiencing joy and passion and life and living. Are you okay with going against the status quo? These are tough questions, I know. But these are questions that I had to ask myself. And then I had to say yes or no. And yes, I didn't have anybody on my side. I had no support. But I was being true to who I truly am. And life has become magical. I would like that for you as well. I would like you to experience some of that magic. So we'll be back in just a few minutes and we will start doing some clearing and processing.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. We're back here on Shifting with Shefali on Om Times Radio. I'm your host, Shefali Burns, and we've been talking about being who you truly are. And now we're going to do some clearing of some blocks and beliefs and limited thinking and energies that have been holding you back from being who you truly are. So I just want you to, first of all, just take in a deep breath. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And again, just take a deep breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And I just want to, you know, start off by asking some questions. I'm all about the questions, right? So, you know, sometimes when we are on the precipice of change, things come up in our life, right? Things come up and they can be difficult and emotional. And we wonder, oh my goodness, why is this coming up again? Why is this coming up? Why is this coming up? Well, it's coming up to show you what is still left unresolved, what still is there for you to clear and release and let go of, what's still there for you to heal, right? So I had stuff like that come up this weekend. Yep, I did. So I was like, okay, interesting. There's still some healing to do. So, you know, that's the only reason why stuff comes up. So I was like, all right, good to know. So I will do some healing and then I'll keep moving forward, right? Because as you know by now, I'm a moving forward type of person. So everything that is coming up, it's okay. Because it's asking you to wake up to who you truly are. Wake up and connect within, right? Connect within and connect to who you truly are. Connect to the divine. And it's about, you know, really asking yourself, oh, this is coming up again. Do I really want this to keep coming up? Is this something, is this serving me in some way, right? So if it's coming up, it's serving you in some way. So are you willing to let that go, right? So everywhere that you have allowed yourself to hide and not be who you truly are, not shine, not connect to who you truly are you willing to let that go now? Right? So everywhere that you have allowed yourself to hide and not be who you truly are, not shine, not connect to who you truly are you willing to let that go now? Yes? Then just imagine that you're feeling that energy and resistance somewhere in your body. You know, those blocks, those feelings. And give them all up to Mother Earth to be transmuted. Just let it go. All of those energies, all of those thoughts, all of those feelings and emotions. Just let them go down deep, deep, deep into the earth, into Mother Earth to be transmuted. Okay, and I just want you to breathe in love and grace and ease and joy. And let go all of that that no longer serves you. Okay, so just let go all of that that no longer serves you. And everywhere that you have held on to the current reality, the status quo, because you're afraid of the change, of hurting people, or people not getting you, not understanding you, are you willing to let all of that go now? Yes. So breathe out all of that stuck energy. And just let it go down deep into Mother Earth. All of those feelings, those thoughts, those emotions about being stuck in this current reality, about having to live with the status quo. You know, all those fears about change, right? Of hurting people, of people not getting you. It's okay, just let all of that go. Breathe out all that stuck energy. Let all of that go deep down into Mother Earth to be transmuted. And breathe in love and grace, ease and joy. And breathe out all of that which no longer serves you. And everywhere that you have let all of that fear energy that is stopping you, the unknown that is stopping you from being who you truly are you willing to let all of that go now? I think this is one of the biggest ones, this fear energy, the unknown that's stopping us from being who we truly are. Let all of that go now. Feel it in your body, wherever it happens to be, and just send it down into deep into Mother Earth to be transmuted. Just breathe out all of that stuck energy and breathe in love and joy, ease and grace. Let it all go. And everywhere that you have felt, who am I to really be me? Right? Who am I to be me? Who am I to think I am this or that? Who am I to express the greatness of me? Everywhere you've had all of those thoughts, feelings, emotions, and energies, everywhere they've come up for you, are you willing to let that go now? Wonderful. Just let that go. Let all those energies go deep into Mother Earth. Just breathe them out, what no longer serves you. And breathe in love and grace, ease and joy. So all those places, all those pieces of you that has ever felt, who am I to really be me? Who am I to think I am this or that? Who am I to express the greatness of me? Let all of that go. All those thoughts, feelings, emotions, and energies, let them all go down deep into Mother Earth to be transmuted. So just breathe it out and breathe in love and grace, ease and joy. Now I'd like you to send out gratitude to yourself and love and compassion, just because you are who you are, right? So send out gratitude to yourself and to others. You know, love and compassion, just because you are, just because you exist. So just take a moment to just send that gratitude out, the energy of gratefulness and love and compassion. And now let's bring in the energy of compassion, acceptance of self and acceptance of others. Let's bring in divine love and lightness and playfulness and joy. Because where there is joy, there is love and ease. And we're going to bring in more gratitude. We're going to bring in more playful energy. Because as we feel that playful energy, our vibration rises. Our frequency rises. We're going to bring in the energy of dolphins and rainbows and sparkles and diamonds and the golden liquid light of Christ consciousness, the light of love. And it's going to come in and bathe all of your cells, the entire field. Because it's okay. You're okay. And we're going to bring in the energy of creation and creativity. So you can begin to create the life that you truly desire. We're going to bring in the energy of connection so that you can connect within and connect to who you truly are. For once, feel that presence, feel that joy, feel that energy. You're going to bring in the energy of the angels and the archangels. They're always around us. They're always wanting to help us. They just need permission. They need for us to ask. You're going to bring in the energy of grace and vitality and strength and support. To know that we are always supported. And we're going to bring in the energy of expression, right? So that we can begin to express ourselves more, begin to express our authentic us, right? Begin to express who we truly are with ease and grace, with love and joy. And we're going to fill up all of our energy field, all of our cells, all of our being with these energies. And that energy that we had sent down to Mother Earth to be transmuted, well, we're going to bring all of that energy up, that energy of love and unconditional love and support and stability. We're going to bring all of that up through our feet, legs, our entire body, through all of our cells, into our entire being, and up and out of our heads into our energy fields, so that we can truly feel that we are supported, that we are loved, and that we can be who we truly are. It is safe for us to be who we truly are. It is meant for us to be who we truly are. What we came here to do is be who we truly are. Be us completely and wholly, with ease and grace. The only thing that's been stopping us are our own limited thinking and beliefs, right? And we can all let that go now. We can just be. So I just want you to take in a few deep breaths into your heart space and just feel this energy, feel this expansion. Feel that presence, sense that presence between the out-breath and the in-breath, that magic. That is who you truly are. You are magic. And we will be back in just a few minutes. Enjoy.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
I Hello, everyone. We are back on Shifting the Shefali here on Om Times Radio. And hopefully you're still feeling that expansiveness, that bliss, that joy, that beingness of who you truly are. And so now I wanted to do some activations as well. So we just, you know, we cleared some limiting beliefs and thoughts and feelings and emotions. We brought in some energies as well to help us move forward. So I thought we would actually do some more clearing and bringing in of energies, right? So I'm just going to invite you to connect again within. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I'm going to invite you to connect into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. So you can imagine that there are roots growing out of your feet, going deep into the ground. Deep, deep, deep. Deeper than you can imagine. Just have the intention of going deep into the ground, into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. And feel that connection. And we're going to also connect in with the central sun, God, Creator, Source. So you can have the intention of connecting, or you can imagine that there are branches growing out of your hands, going up, 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 up high into the cosmos, up into the heavens, through the sun and into the great central sun, and connect there. Wonderful. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Beautiful. So we're going to just do a few activations. We're going to do one that's going to enable you to navigate through Earth's changes with ease and grace. And as you know, right now we're going through a lot of changes, right? So let me just run these sacred energies. For everyone. And this activation is going to accelerate the evolution of your DNA to new crystalline levels. And it's just going to help you to, like I said, get through these changes with more ease and grace. So we're just going to bring these energies through right now. And they're going to go through your timelines, all times, dimensions, space, reality, places. It's clearing out anything that's not letting you experience this ease and grace. And it's going to go through your genetics as well. So you can just focus on, right now, any areas of your life where you're not having ease and grace. And this energy will help to release and clear all of that. And we're going to bring these energies through the collective consciousness and clear them out as well there, so that more people can have more ease and grace with the changes that are affecting the planet. Beautiful. Just take a deep breath in just to receive these energies, to allow the clearings to happen with ease. Perfect. And now we're going to run another activation. And this is going to increase your healing and psychic abilities. It's going to enable you to communicate with your higher self and your guides, your angels, the Creator, and other realms. And this will help you to have more guidance, have that more of that connection, deepen that connection, strengthen that connection with who you truly are. Okay, we're going to run this through your timelines in all dimensions, planes, realities, levels. So just focus on where you're not being able to connect, right? If you're having difficulty with your psychic abilities, if you're having difficulty with your healing abilities, if you're having difficulty with connecting to your higher self and your guides and your angels and creator, just focus there and the energies will clear so that you will have more ease with that. Will increase your healing abilities, increase your psychic abilities. So it will enable you to have a greater communication or clearer communication with your higher self, with your guides, your angels, the creator, and other realms. So just take a deep breath in and receive that. And we're going to clear out the collective consciousness of those who are ready to let go of what is no longer serving them in this area. Okay, so just receive that, allow that, let go of any and all resistance to that. And now we're going to run an activation to help you feel more youthful and rejuvenated, and so that you'll be able to focus on your dreams more easily and make them a reality. So to be who you truly are and what you came to express. Right, so we're going to run this through your timelines, dimensions, planes, realities, levels, all those places where you haven't let yourself have ease with focusing on your dreams and making them a reality, where you haven't had a chance to really truly be more of who you truly are. We're going to clear all of that, run the energy through all that. So just focus on those areas where you haven't been able to do that, where you've had blocks. We're going to clear all those blocks. We're going to go through your genetics. And the collective consciousness as well, for all those who are ready to let that go. So like I said, this activation is going to recharge your cells, making you more youthful and rejuvenated. And with this activation, it'll be easier for you to focus on your dreams and make them a reality, to help you move forward with your dreams, help you move forward with being who you truly are. Make those choices that are right for you and in alignment with you. Wonderful. So just take a deep breath in to receive and allow this to happen with ease and grace. And have the intention that all of this happens easily and effortlessly at the energetic level. And we're going to connect in again with the heart chakra of Mother Earth. So just imagine taking your energy consciousness down through your roots into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Just feel that connection. Imagine yourself sitting there, enveloped by the love and the loving arms of Mother Earth. And feel that energy of love and support and stability and vitality coming up through the roots, up through your feet, up through your body, through all of your chakras, into all of your cells, into all of your energetic fields, out of your head, into your aura. Just feel that presence, feel that love, feel that groundedness, and feel this energy of expansion this expansiveness of who you truly are. And then whatever you do now, today, tomorrow, connect within to your heart space. And from there, ask, what can I do to make this world a better place? What can I do for myself to truly express myself in a loving way, in a joyful way? What can I experience today? What joy can I experience today? What laughter can I experience today? Because I know that as I experience that love and joy and laughter, it reverberates out into the universe. Right? So I invite you to always have that thought as you're connecting within. What can I do today to be more in alignment with who I truly am? How can I express myself? And as I leave you today, you know, please continue to live your joy, live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. It is all good, as are you. See you again next week. Thank you, everyone.